So we're just, anytime now we're get possession of that. So that means that if somebody comes down here, the only way for them to turn around is coming to that carport, turn around and go back out. Yeah. Which is a problem, right? Because who wants to live in a house where people are always coming up and down? Now, he was talking about how you can't get two cars down through there. You can't get two cars down through there. I bought my house in 2003, okay? So I know what the traffic looks like down there. Bought my house on the dead end because I didn't want all that traffic, you know? I want to be able to go to my place on the lake and it be calm, you know? That's why I bought it. It's a residential area. It's not commercial. Heck, when Rockaway gets to going, you can actually hear Rockaway going down there. The last thing I want is that sound reverberating up through that holler and coming back towards my house. Now, I like the food truck idea. I'm not against the food truck. I'm against where they're going to put it at. There is no place for parking, and the amount of money that it would take to actually make that land manageable for a truck and for parking is unrealistic for somebody without immense means. I wish Ernie were here today. He would be able to tell you what his lot looked like before they came in and flattened it out for the work trucks to be on it. That big gravel space that you see, that took a lot of work for them to get that up like that so that the sewer project could come through there. So, yeah, no, it's not the right place for it. It's not the right place for a business. You know, we're talking about, I want him to be successful. This does not have frontage. It's in the middle of a residential area. There's just no, it doesn't calculate. So we're going to have parking on the road. Now, how do I get to my house? That's only one way in and one way out. Yeah. So I hope he finds a good place to put it, but that is not the right place to put it. Do you have any questions for me?
No, ma'am.
No. All right.
Thank you. Appreciate your time.
Can I ask one thing, please, if you don't mind? I know I already spoke. I'm sorry. If you guys want to understand how traffic is, I will let you know. Several of us have spoken with Brad Daniels, the current sheriff. He has increased patrols up and down Sundown Lane because we have issues with people doing 60 miles an hour down that residential lane already. High loud mufflers at 12, 1 o'clock at night. He's already increased patrols to try and knock some of that traffic down through Sundown Lane because they're cutting between Rockaway and Forsyth. So if you need a better understanding of the traffic, maybe contact the sheriff's office and see what their patrols are seeing out there. But we, with the kids up and down Sundown, we're already having those issues with traffic and being safe.
Okay, thank you. Do y'all, you want to come back and address any of those concerns?
I feel like I got a fire underneath me, but there's nothing wrong with that. One concern is there will be no illegal activities happening at the food truck at all. I don't even smoke cigarettes. There will be no alcoholic beverages at all. And as far as the property goes, like, I could level the whole thing out if I had to, just for the few parking spots and stuff. So there won't be no parking on the road or anything like that. And honestly, I thought they were redoing the roads around there in order to, for the sewer projects and stuff. They're slowly starting to pave over all of them, and I've seen some roads widen out a lot.
I think you're correct on that. We're going through redoing the roads after they came through with the current sewer. And we're trying to widen them out and get the drainage open. And we've got a lot more of them to do. And we're
right.
The goal is to try to chip and seal,
right,
you know, the hard surface this year.
And also, that's probably due to the traffic going up through Sundowns, probably because of the other projects. Honey Lane's been closed down a lot, and I got another place I live at on 2nd Street down the road from here, and there's a lot of traffic, you know, obsolete traffic because, you know, there's roads stopped and there's tractors or something, you know, but it's a full-on development that they're going through and redoing these sewage systems. That's probably due to a lot of traffic going through Sundown.
Yeah.
What are your proposed hours of operation?
Well, I can cut it all off at 10 o'clock.
Well, I mean, I didn't know. I didn't say anything. Or I mean,
right,
the,
right.
In the plan, and I just wondered how many hours a day or what your plans were.
I could probably do 7 in the morning to 10 at night, to where it's like curfew. Everything is done. And it won't be no loud music or anything. It's not going to be a concert or anything like that. It's just some music while people are just vibing and eating. It's, you know, just decent.
But you do plan on being open, that would be in hours after dark then?
Yeah. So curfew would be 10 and then I could be done.
I just wanted to get it in my mind.
Any other questions for the applicant?
This could be like 7 days a week, year-round?
Well, I mean, it's going to be a slow process. Like, it's going to take me a while just in order to do everything. I'm probably just going to be like maybe start off around 4 days a week, 4 or 5 days a week. And then if it does go well, then I could probably do that. I just want to ease into it and see if it'll be a good thing to do or not.
I think now we could go over, there's the 6 items that we're to look at under this special use permits. The planning within the report, there's some comments there above the recommendations on page 2, but what we've got to look at is the location and size of the proposed use and relation to the site and the adjacent sites and uses of the property and the nature and degree of the proposed operation. That's would definitely be a noticeable change of what's in the community. It's comparing it to a nightly rental. You know, a nightly rental, you wouldn't know it's a nightly rental unless you're watching the activity out of that location. So even though it's not commercial, it would be a special use permit to have that. So any comments from?
Well, I have an issue with this being used as a commercial venture. Barbecue would be like a small restaurant, food court or type thing in a residential area. I mean, there are better sites for this type of operation, I would think.
And then B is accessibility of the property to police, fire, refuse, collection, other public services, adequacy of ingress and egress to and within the site, traffic flow and control, and the adequacy of off-site parking and loading areas is another item.
What kind of lighting were you going to have to keep everything lit, to keep people from falling?
Oh, I'm gonna have strings of like the camping lights over the patios and stuff. I can have spotlights or whichever, you know. I just want like a country setting on the patio.
But like the glare of it going into other people's windows is what I'm getting at.
I mean, I can put up like a gazebo with like the shade, like the privacy shade spots over the patios to where it wouldn't affect anybody, and you can also see through, like, out of it, but you can't really.
And the other is location, nature, height, structures, walls, fences, and other improvements, their relation to adjacent property and uses, and the need for buffering or screening. So it looks like on the sides, there would be natural vegetation that could be considered buffering without being at the site. So with the steep slope going down, it would seem like that would be hard to address that on the back side. And then F is general compatibility with adjacent properties, other properties in the district, and the general safety, health, comfort, general welfare of the community, and with the standards for development in these regulations. and everything within there is single family residences currently. So with that information, any more questions for the applicant, or are we to the point someone would want to make a motion?
Just as a point of curiosity, what made you choose this location?
Well, I came across it decently, money-wise, and that's a decent-sized property. And also, I figured, you know, it's kind of like where I like, but like I grew up around here. Like I used to live off of Sundown over on 206 Alpine. It's like, I don't know, it's just thought it'd be really good. And then I thought it'd be, you know, family oriented, you know, like I used to ride bikes and scooters and stuff and everything. And like a lot of places over here towards Sundown and Forsyth, nothing's going to be really open really. That's just right down the road if you're wanting a snack or something, you know. And like a lot of times you go to Branson or something like that, and you know that would kind of like cut off, like, you know, it'd be more of a convenience for people, you know.
Any other comments, questions?
William, as much as I think your idea is great, and I love ingenuity and people trying to figure out how to make things happen, it just seems to me to be a tough place to try to do it.
Right.
So having said that, Mr. Chairman, I would make a motion that we decline based on just, number one, if I'm saying this wrong, you guys will correct me, on the mobile surrounding. It's just